Filling in for Pastor Troxell today, and I picked out what I hope is a short message because I knew that Josephine was going to be speaking today, but yet it's one of about being thankful. And I had the idea for this. We have Halloween, and anymore that seems like such a big deal. And then the flyover holiday seems to be Thanksgiving anymore. We go right straight to Christmas. But, you know, Thanksgiving is really one of our more important holidays because this country was founded on religious liberty and being thankful to God for the provisions that He gave the early pilgrims, and He gives us each and every day. So I want to talk a little bit about being thankful today. And gratitude comes easy now. When everything seems to be going right. It's not hard or difficult to be thankful when everything seems to be going our way. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read today, in everything give thanks, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, in everything. Now, that mean in good times and hard times? Yes. Well, when we don't understand why God allows us to go through suffering and trials, we may let our situation extinguish a grateful spirit. It's hard to be thankful when things aren't going very good, isn't it? And you know, when they seem like they start, they just keep snowballing. One thing leads to another, and it just seems like it goes downhill. Instead of rejoicing and praising God for who He is and what He's done for us, it's easy to start focusing on our pain and our suffering, our confusion, and our doubt about the word of the Lord. However, when we choose to be thankful in every situation, despite our feelings, we'll reach many benefits. There are two prominent passages that speak about gratitude in a believer's life. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, which was our scripture reading today, in everything give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. The Lord desires that we have a grateful spirit no matter what. Even in the midst of pain and hardship, we can always be thankful to Him for what? Our salvation. We can be thankful that He found us. We can be thankful that we have a heart that yielded to His will and we're trying to follow the Lord. We can be thankful that we have a God that we worship and He loves us. So we do have a lot to be thankful for, even when things aren't going so good. And you know, it's Satan's the one that doesn't want your life to go very good. Now, in Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians and look up chapter 5 in Ephesians. And starting in verse 19, we're going to read 19 and 20. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So they were verbalizing. This is telling us to verbalize our thanks. Don't be bashful about thanking the Lord. We're told to thank the Lord for all things. Now, we should put a little asterisk by this, that this doesn't include anything that's contrary to God's nature or His commands. You see what I'm saying? We be thankful for the way of God, but not things outside. You know, we're not thankful that somebody's been murdered, or we're not thankful that a lot of the society is addicted to drugs. We're not thankful for marriages that break up. That's all outside of the will of God, but we should be thankful for all things that are within the will of God. Those things are contrary to God's nature. We can thank Him, though, for whatever He allows in our life according to His sovereign will. knowing that he promises to work everything for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose, and that is from Romans 8:28. It can be difficult sometimes, though, to be thankful because we may not always understand God's purpose in allowing certain things to happen in our lives. It's hard to be thankful when you lose your job or your health insurance is tripled in cost. The furnace is out and you don't have the money to fix it in the middle of winter. Your pipes freeze and bust. It's hard to be thankful for that. It's hard to be thankful when your car doesn't run or needs tires, brakes. It's hard to be thankful when a relative dies, maybe your mom or dad dies, or worse, children. It's hard to be thankful when your family doctor tells you that you have cancer. Who's thankful for that? Now, this is what we're going to talk about, how to be thankful when we're faced with these things. Because we won't always see the good immediately, and we may not even see it during our lifetime. What good is this in anybody's life, or in my life, or in my spouse's life? You know, what good could possibly come out of that? But none of it may make sense, or it may not make sense until we are in heaven. And then we'll look back and say, oh, yes, I understand it now. But until then, gratitude demonstrates that we have trust in the Lord. That's faith. So why should we be grateful to God in everything? I have 10 reasons outlined here, and I'll go through them. Won't take too long. These are 10 things that will help us to be grateful, I hope. It keeps us continually aware. This is number one. It keeps us continually aware that we're walking in his presence, which contributes to a godly life. Being thankful to God keeps him conscious in our mind and helps us, contributes to a godly life. As believers, we'll never walk alone because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Gratitude reminds us of his presence and motivates us to respond in a godly manner by seeking to view our pain and trouble from his perspectives. And that's not always easy. Like I said, some things that happen to us, we may not understand until we get to heaven. Perceive how God is working through the situation and rely upon his promises. God doesn't want anything bad for you. His ultimate goal is to have us all saved. He loves you and wants you in heaven with him. So how bad can it be? Whatever happens to you is God's plan that will help you. Keep following him. No matter what happens throughout the day, we can thank him, knowing that our all-loving, omnipotent, omniscient God is helping us walk through it. Number two, gratitude motivates us to look to the Lord's purpose in everything that happens. Unexpected trials or suffering may cause us to question God or feel as though he's forgotten us, and that's an easy one. But he has promised to bring good from every, even our worst experiences. Romans 8:28 tells us that. But whether we understand it or not, we can rely on God's trustworthiness and thank him for the good. He promises to produce in our life according to his will be good. Number three, being grateful brings us into submission to God's will when we're suffering pain and heartache. In the midst of emotional or physical pain, we may not feel very grateful to God. It's hard to feel grateful. Oh, thank you, Father, that I have cancer. Thank you for that. It's hard to be grateful. Remember, Satan's probably the one that gives you almost all this stuff. God allows stuff to happen to us. Should strengthen us. But that's when we really need to start expressing verbally. You know, we read where they were singing hymns, and Paul in Acts 16. Let's just go to Acts. real quick. It won't take long. Acts 16 and start in verse 21. Paul understood this. Acts 16 and verse 21, I'm going to read through 25. And Paul was in town, and they were witnessing, and in Philippi, I believe it was, and they didn't like Paul. And now they're talking about Paul. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. And then the multitudes rose up together against them, that's Paul and his workers, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be taken, beaten with rods. And then when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. They did this because they didn't like what Paul was saying. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And you can read the rest of that story later. Paul was singing hymns and praises to God in spite of the fact that he was in shackles and in prison. So there he's verbalizing thanksgiving to God. Job did the same thing. All the things that Job went through, he gave thanks in the end in chapter 42. As we keep thanking God, eventually our feelings will begin to match his words. We'll see. We'll start to see. Things will become clear. And God knows our weaknesses, our human emotions, and our understanding. He understands that our thanks may be just words in the beginning. I mean, because we don't really understand what's going on in our lives or why we have to deal with this. Can see, possibly see no good out of this at all. But yet, we know that God loves us and wants the best. God honors our obedience in choosing to express gratitude because it is, we appreciate the fact that we understand that he loves us. Number four, being thankful reminds us of our continual dependence on the Lord. He despises a spirit of independence and that denies our need for him. God doesn't like that. God does not like self-sufficiency being exalted. And that leads to ingratitude. And you think you can do it on your own. That leads to ingratitude. It's the spirit of, I'll take care of it myself. You know, when all else fails, then I'll come to you, Lord. It's like, get the instructions, or read the instructions. Well, I'll read them after I try to put this thing together myself. If I can't do it, then I'll come back to the instructions. God wants us to come to him first. In reality, we are all dependent on him for every breath we take. But we may not think about it until we're faced with a situation where we're powerless to overcome or to change the situation. Then we go to God. Adversity shows our weakness and drives us to the Lord. So there's good there. It drives us to the Lord. A mature believer lives in absolute dependence upon God every day and rejoices in his heart with a grateful and trusting spirit. Number five, gratitude helps us trust the Lord when we don't understand why. Although God hasn't promised to explain why we go through pain and hardship, he has promised to be with us and enable us to face it. Thanksgiving reminds us that we don't have to understand the situation. We just have to be obedient in the process. Number six, thanksgiving or giving thanks is essential for rejoicing in the midst of our suffering. There's no way we can rejoice always without giving thanks in everything. This is what 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, we read about that. Although the pain may be so penetrating, we can't feel joy at the moment. We can choose to express gratitude with our lips until it becomes a reality in our heart. God hears and understands the depth of our agony, just as he understood Jesus' pain when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? God understands where we're at. He knows. Satan wants you to think that God's up there in heaven and he doesn't hear your suffering. He doesn't hear you crying for help. Number seven, gratitude with God in difficult times gives our witness greater impact. And I think this is one of the more important ones. Our painful experience and a grateful response allows us to help those who are hurting in the same way. Some people get bitter when they have things going wrong in their lives. And they get angry. And they get angry at God. And maybe you're going through the same thing, but you're handling it a little differently. And you're not shaking your fist at the Lord. You're thankful to the Lord. And you can carry this consistent, thankful attitude through your life. That becomes a really strong witness. People that know you, and they know that you claim to be a Christian and you have a relationship with the Lord, and they see the things you're going through, and yet you still love the Lord and you still praise His name. That becomes a really powerful witness. By sharing our struggles with others who don't understand what God is doing, our witness for Christ becomes more powerful. Number eight, thankfulness displaces anxiety with peace. Now, this is a good one too. The Greek word for peace, eirene, means to bind together. When we keep a thankful heart, thanking the Lord in the midst of sorrow and heartache, we're bound to Him. It joins us to God because you know that He knows what you're going through. And His peace can come into your life and, well, Lord, I was told I had cancer today, and I don't know, it doesn't look good. Well, give it to the Lord. Whatever the situation is, just give it to Him. Whatever comes about out of the situation is in accordance with His will. And once you give it to Him, then what you can also give to Him is your anxieties. You know, anxiety comes from, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm torn this way and I'm torn that way. And I'm mad, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm angry. Give that all to the Lord, and the anxiety will go with that to the God. Your anxieties will wane and crumble. And then you don't have to continually worry about it because it's in God's hands. The pain and the difficulty may remain, but what's happened is we've changed inside how we view it. It's our attitude. And that can be a powerful healing tool if you're sick. Not necessarily you're going to get well, but it certainly can't hurt. The kind of peace that we get from this is only available to God's children, only to the Christians. They have a personal relationship with Jesus, and Jesus is your Savior and Lord. If you're outside of that, you can't understand that. So this is available to you, so take advantage of it. Although anxiety may suddenly come upon us at a moment, we don't have to stay in that estate. You know, if a doctor tells you bad news, anxious, or the IRS sends you a letter, you owe this amount, or whatever you can think, you know, somebody's foreclosing on your home or something happens. Initially, that anxiety hits you like a ton of bricks. But if you keep praying to God, His peace will win out. And you'll calm down and you'll have given this to God and it'll take over and God will lead you through it. Well, let me read this real quick. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That passes all understanding. The world doesn't understand that. All right, number nine. Thanksgiving focuses our attention on God rather than on our circumstances. If we fix our eyes on the difficulty, the pain becomes unbearable. Peace eludes us and the situation seems hopeless. You're trying to figure it out. I don't know what to do. But Thanksgiving shifts our focus to God and reminds us of what we can know for certain. Well, what can we know for certain? Well, let me share this with you. We're not alone. You can know that for certain. God is with us. He loves us. The Lord walks with us. He will bring us through it. God will turn this experience into something profitable in our lives and maybe in the lives of someone else. Maybe you won't see it, but eventually it will. All right, number 10. Gratitude energizes us physically, emotionally, and spiritually in difficult times. Pain, trouble, and disappointment drain us. You all agree with that, right? It drains you. It just exhausts you. But trusting God, focusing on Him, and giving Him thanks, that will revitalize us. It's His presence with us that renews us physically, spiritually, and emotionally so we can keep going. We just have to learn to give it to God. Now, sometimes that's easier said than done, but after that initial shock of whatever's happening to you, start that walk with God, give it to Him, and let Him take care of it. Know that He wants nothing but good for us. Okay, this is the last thought. The sin of ingratitude actually began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve decided that God had given what He had given them wasn't enough. He provided a perfect environment with abundant fruit from every tree except one. However, they weren't satisfied. So they crossed the line and disobeyed God. And they're not alone in this sin. Anytime we don't appreciate what the Lord has given us or want something that is outside His will, we will also express ingratitude, just like Adam and Eve. You know, if you had that, oh, woe is me attitude, you know, why is it always me that has to deal with this problem? Why won't God take this away from me? That is a spirit of ingratitude. You have to remember that Satan's the one that wants you dead. Now, God will allow things to happen in our lives, and if we give it to Him and walk with Him, then we'll come out the other end of it better. I mean, we always grow closer to the Lord through perversity. You know, when things aren't going so good, that's when we grow. That's our spiritual growth time. So there's a reason for this. Maybe it won't be clear till we get to heaven, but we'll see through it. Now, I realize that a lot of what I've said here is easier said than done, but it's something that we can certainly work on, and it's something we can certainly be conscious of headed into the Thanksgiving season, that God loves us and wants nothing but the best. We just have to have that trust in Him. So that will conclude this message. Thank you. Thank you, Josephine. So our closing hymn will be 5.